After a week off of sickness and cancellations, the Sacred Heart Fighting Irish returned back home for their annual Pink Game to host the Isabella County foe Shepherd Blue Jays. With no scheduled practices, scrimmages, or contests, Coach Door Squad might come out a little sluggish, but when you're one of the most talented Division IV women's basketball teams in the state, you can afford to take a few days off. It's Coach Hoover's Shepherd Blue Jays searching for their first win since two Fridays ago versus Coach Door Squad trying to rejuvenate the minds and the bodies before February rolls around. And good evening, everyone. Alongside my partner, Eli Johnson, I'm Austin Shattuck, and I hope you're having a great start to your week on this frigid Monday night. My one question for you, Eli, is with the Irish having no scheduled activities pretty much the last week, how do you think this team will respond on the hardwood tonight?
Yeah, well, obviously, not being able to practice, that's very huge because you know what they say, practice makes perfect, practice makes better. So being able to come in, I think you're going to start a little bit slow, but once you watch those first couple baskets go down, you'll be right back in your rhythm. And when you are one of the most highly anticipated and talked about Division IV basketball teams, you're going to get in a rhythm pretty quick. And if you get the right people to get hot, they're going to get hot early, and it's going to be an easy coast, and you're going to be back like you never left.
And speaking of the right person to get hot, that's just the person you need for Coach Doors Irish. It's number 13, the junior guard, three-year varsity starter, Karis Terwilliger. Eli, she's one of the most talented players, not in the Isabella County area, but in Division IV hoops.
Yeah, well, she comes into this game averaging 22 points per game, just hit the 1,000-point mark in high school hoops with 37 points versus Noville in her last game. So, you know, she's coming in, she's hungry, she wants to keep up her season and keep going with there. So we'll see what she can do to help this team and play unselfish basketball.
And that last game when she scored 37, that was the last time these ladies played a contest scrimmaged game for Karis Terwilliger to come away with that 1,000-point mark. It was just one of two varsity players in this season. Obviously Noah Zion, the boys' specialty guard for Coach Sherlock and company, hit his 1,000-point marker earlier on in December, and now Karis Terwilliger doing it for Coach Door and company. Moving on to the road team, the Shepherd Blue Jays, they are led by their senior guard leader, Jayla Trepanier, and their senior forward leader, Sydney Galgosi.
Yeah, well, Galgosi comes in 12 points versus Farewell and 14 points in their last game, so she's coming in very strong, scoring the ball down low. And for Trepanier, it's 11 points, 10 points, 8 points. So we'll see how they work going against Terwilliger on the other side.
Yeah, and watching Shepherd warm up right now, they're the only team out here. Trepanier just took up a 3-point shot. She got it to go on the front end. So she's going to maybe be hunting some threes tonight as well. Maybe we'll see, because every single Shepherd Blue Jay is taking threes in the warm-up line, starting from the baselines out of bounds and circling themselves around to the two wings behind the arc. Trepanier, every player so far for the Blue Jays has at least hit 1-3. Some of them have been missing it, but some of them have been making it. And coming back out on the floor now is at least starting to is the Sacred Heart Lady Irish girls in their pink uniforms, like I mentioned. It's a very special night here in downtown Mount Pleasant. Sacred Heart wearing their pink unis. Eli to my right wearing his pink suit. Anything you want to say on that pink suit, Eli?
Man, you know, you don't get very many opportunities to wear a pink suit in any kind of game, any kind of broadcast. So when you told me it was pink night, because originally I was just going to wear a polo and khakis and just match you. And then you told me that it was pink night, and I got a little excited because I'm like, I can wear my pink suit coat. And it's been really funny because I have been complimented more on this suit than I have any other suit that I've ever worn.
I know. Some of the coaches have even come up to Eli and complimented him on it. And I really like the camo that kind of replicates it and complements the suit a little bit. And, of course, the CMU pin on your left shoulder there. But Sacred Heart, they're getting ready to warm up. Shepherd still shooting the three-point bombs. Coach Doerr and Coach Hoover both on their benches getting their last-minute preparations in. We're getting our last-minute preparations in. We got about a minute and 20 seconds. The boys, let's highlight them right now. They won earlier today, just a couple of minutes ago, routed Carson City Crystal as it was a makeup game, 79-32. Obviously, we mentioned Noah Zion. He went crazy. They ran out their second and third unit for Coach Sherlock, and it was a great game to start this, well, I guess the middle doubleheader, because the JV girls for Sacred Heart won their game against Shepherd as well. And then the boys won. Let's see what the Sacred Heart varsity girls can do to conclude the trifecta tonight. We got about 30 seconds or so before we send it over to the national anthem, and we'll come back for the starting lineups. Everything will get dark down here. They'll turn the lights off. It'll be a cool environment, and it's already been a cool environment throughout these first two games. The bleachers, there's pink ribbon around all of the staircases on the way up to the bleachers, and this is the most people I've seen at a Sacred Heart game. Granted, I've only been here twice, so it's a lot of people so far.
Well, you know, it's a great environment for these girls, too, playing in front of a bigger crowd. So that also helps them in just the great environment. Everybody's wearing pink. Everybody's coming together to support one cause.
And that one cause is, like Eli said, for the pink players, and the pink uniforms are really specializing out tonight. So 10 seconds to go before we send it to the national anthem. Let's do it right now. We'll send it to the national anthem right now on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here getting ready to tip things off between the Sacred Heart Fighting Irish and the Shepherd Blue Jays, running through Shepherd starters right now. We'll go with them before we get dark, as if I can try and read this as the lights go kind of dark here. Starting for Shepherd, number 11, Jayla Trepanier. Number 12, Rissa Florian. Number 14, Sydney Galgosi. Number 20, Desiree Travis. Number 22, Elise McDonald. And those are pretty much the same five for Shepherd every single night for Coach Hoover and company, the same starting five for the game against Clare. And for Sacred Heart, they are led by Sierra Wolfshide, number 4. Number 5, Brooklyn Neff. Number 13, the stud of a basketball player, Karis Terwilliger. Number 24, Savannah Jones, who might be wearing number 21 tonight. We'll see once she gets announced. And number 32, Alexis Sweet, for the Sacred Heart Fighting Irish and Coach Dorr. The lights go bright down here. The flashlights come on the phones. And the PA announcer, Coach Berliger, is very energetic, getting the team ready to go out. Eli, any last thoughts before we tip this thing off?
Let's play basketball, Austin.
Let's do it. It's going to be an electric, rocking environment tonight between these two teams, two local Isabella County foes, and it's going to be a rocking environment, like I said. The red zone has already filled up, halfway up. The boys have entered, and this is the last game of the night so far.
Well, you know, that's something that I haven't seen before. A whole team as a visiting team. It wasn't just the starting five that were out at the free throw line. It was the entire team for the Shepherd Blue Jays. So the team basketball, we'll see if that plays a factor in this one. But it's also going to be, can they stop Karis Terwilliger?
Yeah, and we'll see who gets the ball first here. The official, they double guard Terwilliger right now with McDonald and Travis on the jump ball position. It'll be Florian and Jones, who is wearing number 21. And Jones wins the tip right over to Terwilliger. Right corner to Neff. She airballs the three in that right corner, but an offensive rebound out to number 0, Alexis Sweet. Number 0, Alexis Sweet tonight, not 32. And number 24 is number 21 for the Irish. Sweet bouncing it off to Terwilliger. In the paint, Savannah Jones, it goes. Misses the righty hook. Rebound goes to Florian. And an early foul on the Blue Jays. So it'll be Blue Jays ball. Irish with that early foul. And that went on Sierra Wolfshide. So her first foul of the evening. And they go right to that full court pressure. Trepanier breaks it pretty easily, guarded by Wolfshide, gives it off to McDonald, drives right, bouncing it off to Travis, gets the screen from Galgosi. Travis spins left, now fakes it to the right. Galgosi swings it to the right corner, Florian. Not really a three-point shooter, bouncing it in on the right baseline to McDonald, or that was Travis. She got pushed out of bounds by Alexis Sweet. Two quick fouls for the Irish.
Yeah, early unselfish basketball being played so far. A lot of passing around, trying to find the open shot. We'll see if that changes a little bit as this one goes on. Both teams getting back into the flow of the game.
And a quick turnover on the baseline under from Desiree Travis. She gives it in to Terwilliger. Just past the timeline, nobody picks her up. And finally, Trepanier does. Drives amongst the trees, goes right, fakes left, misses the righty on the box layup. Gets her own miss, but throws it barely past the timeline. That's Neff, who gives it over to Alexis Sweet and back over to Wolfshide. She calls for Savannah Jones to come up with a screen. They curled to Karis Terwilliger. Wolfside back to Terwilliger, top of the key, just at the Irish logo. Works left, right on Trepanier. Steps back for three. The right wing three. Another air ball. So that's two straight air balls behind the arc for the Sacred Heart Fighting Irish, Eli.
Well, yeah, all both teams right now they're trying to do is just see that first shot fall down and see that first one go in, and then they'll be back in that rhythm. Right now, just trying to sink back into how they were before the week of canceled events.
Yeah, because of that sickness. And you can tell it's taking a toll on the team right now. Travis, right wing. Gets the screen from Galgosi on Neff. Travis bounces it back out to the behind the arc. Right wing to Galgosi. Travis right corner. Gets it popped. Alexis Sweet with the steal into the hands of Terwilliger. A two-on-two fast break. Ball gets pickpocked out of bounds from Desiree Travis. It'll remain with the Irish. Still scoreless here. 6:15 to go in this first quarter. Just getting started. JV girls won before, and the varsity boys won earlier. Sweet, over to Terwilliger, ball moving around the perimeter. A banana cut in the middle of the paint. It goes to Savannah Jones, pickpocketed from Elise McDonald. Fast break, go the Shepherd Blue Jays. 3-on-2, McDonald goes up and under. She misses the lay, tip back to Travis, tries a runner. And that one goes down for Desiree Travis, the first 2 points of the night.
Well, that's second chance points right there.
Back here for Sacred Heart. Terwilliger driving left and blocked from behind on McDonald. And a good defensive possession turning into points for the Blue Jays right now.
Well, going back, the Fighting Irish unable to get the rebound. The Blue Jays were able to tip that one out and allow for the easy second chance points. They take it 2-0. We'll see if they start getting things to fall here.
McDonald gets the screen from Galgosi, a give and go, but Terwilliger popped her hands in there and took that one away. Terwilliger will slow things down past the timeline right now. Nobody picks her up. They finally do. Finds Jones on the left block, and she ties the game with a deuce of her own.
That was beautiful, unselfish basketball. No one picked up Terwilliger coming down the court, found the open down low, and right up for two.
So Travis gets the screen, a shot from just inside the three-point line at the top of the key. Airballs that one. Jones picks up the rebound, and it goes to Terwilliger. A full court skip pass right into the hands of Sydney Galgosi, nowhere near the intended target to Wolfside. Galgosi drives middle, right down the cup. Nobody picks her up, and she gets hit from behind. It'll be interesting to see who they get the foul on. It goes on number 21, Savannah Jones.
It was a late whistle right there, Austin. That one was a little bit late. It's going to be the third foul already on Sacred Heart, and we are only 3 minutes into this game.
Yeah, that's early for three fouls. As Galgosi goes to the line, misses the front end of that free throw ride wide right, as now Ava Sweet and Maddie Anderson come into the game for Terwilliger, an early exit for Terwilliger.
Well, early on, you can see that not having that week of practice or events is kind of showing right now. Both teams struggling to find any sort of offense. Their defensive pressure is right on point, but a lot of sloppy turnovers and sloppy possessions from both sides of the ball. So we'll see if that changes a little bit as this one goes on.
Yeah, both teams struggling a little bit on offense and defense. So here's Ava Sweet bringing it past the timeline. Doesn't have her sister in. Yes, she is, actually, and she gets the ball right now, bouncing it off to Anderson left corner. Anderson skip pass to Ava Sweet. She tries a three right wing, left that one short. Three air balls from behind the arc for the Irish. The ball went out of bounds, and it'll go to the Blue Jays.
I like the unselfish basketball right now from the Fighting Irish, but right now it's just struggling to move the ball without Terwilliger in the game right now.
Yeah, and Wolfside is kind of captaining this offense right now with Terwilliger out. Here's Peach Antonio back into the game, gets a mean screen from Florian, and they're going to call a moving screen on Florian. That'll be her first foul of the game.
Yeah, her feet just never came set right there. That's something that you can't do if you're setting a screen. You got to come set and be able to allow the runner to run into you. She kind of just stuck her shoulder down a little bit, moved the feet. That's an illegal screen. Easy call for the officials.
Ava Sweet gives over to Alexis. Right wing, ball held high over her head. Bouncing it into Wolfside, back to Jones, over to Sweet. The Alexis Sweet rises and fires. Blocked from Pietrantonio. Ball goes out of bounds. Travis tried to save it, but threw it off of Galgosi's foot. And it remains here with the Irish.
Well, that's team basketball right there. You try to save it, but it goes off your teammate's foot. I mean, at least they're throwing it to the right team, right?
I guess. Anderson gets it back to her, back to Wolfside right corner. She tries her second three of the game, leaves that one a little bit long. Pietrantonio engulfs the rebound. Terwilliger goes back to the scores table. Galgosi unloads on a three right wing. Ball goes out of the bounds into the red zone, and it'll go back to Sacred Heart.
Yeah, and coming back into the game is Terwilliger. Sacred Heart, they're just trying to score right now and move the ball around, but there's been just a lot of sloppy possessions. I said it before, just a lot of turnovers, and it's almost, again, that week of practice is starting to show, and that just shows how important being able to practice during a week actually is. And when you, you know, take a week off, you kind of lose a little bit of momentum that you had before.
Yeah, so Ava Sweet trying to bring it past the timeline. They finally do. Terwilliger lobs it up to Jones in the right corner, who's back in along with Terwilliger. She finds the ball, top of the key, drives middle, collapses that defense, needs some help. Back out to Anderson, unloads on a three left wing, no good. Terwilliger, offensive putback for Karis Terwilliger, 4-3 lead for the Irish.
Well, that's all you need to do if you're hurt. Just see one go down, and now you can get in back into your momentum and back into your rhythm.
McDonald finds Florian, not really a three-point shooter. That was a low line drive shot from the right wing. Outletting pass from Terwilliger to Jones. She needs some help. Gets trapped on that left block from Florian, and a travel. Great, outstanding one-on-one defense from Marissa Florian there.
Yeah, that's great defense right there from Florian. I like the ball movement, the push ahead from Terwilliger, but however, that one just gets trapped down low. Great defense. And you know what they say, defense wins championships. I've said that one before too, Austin.
Yeah, and so far it's been defense, all defense this game. 4-3 lead for the Irish, 3 minutes to go in the first. McDonald gets a screen from Galgosi, wanted the give and go. Instead, they look the other way, and they throw it out of bounds, but Trepena runs that one down. Now Florian, or I'm sorry, Trepena back over to Pietrantonio, left corner. Drives on Bogue, puts up a wild shot, but gets bailed out by a foul. She's going to the line for a pair, Eli.
Yeah, just a great offensive, you know, mindset. Attack the rim, draw fouls. Sacred Heart now, that is their fourth team foul so far, and we're still only in the first quarter, Austin.
The fouls do reset after each quarter, though. You get five fouls as Pietrantonio, a couple dribbles with the red spikes, puts it up, and doesn't get the front end of that free throw.
Well, you get five team fouls, but you only get five personal fouls.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. So Pietrantonio trying to get one more. She takes a couple steps back and then rejuvenates back at the free throw line. Couple dribbles. Lowers the legs, puts it up, and gets the second one to go. So we're all even back up at four. Pietrantonio on the board.
0-0 ball game right now.
Has to be the mindset this whole entire game. Terwilliger nearly gets her pocket picked from McDonald. What a defensive matchup that is. McDonald versus Terwilliger. One of the better defensive players in this area against one of the better offensive players in this area. Bogue, Jones, Terwilliger, Anderson, and Sweet into the game right now for the Irish. Bogue gives over to Jones, left wing. Terwilliger off the screen, top of the key. She fakes left, goes right, rises and fires from the right elbow, gets it to go. Terwilliger's up to four on the night.
Again, all she had to do was see that first one go, and now she's going to be able to get into that rhythm and find herself again.
Anderson gets a swipe on this side of the court. A 6-4 lead for the Irish. 2 minutes to go in the first. Terwilliger fakes right, goes left through the middle, and another point. Another bucket for Terwilliger. Now six early ones and a 4-0 run for Terwilliger.
8 points as a team, 6 points Terwilliger. She is finding her rhythm again. She just found that first one to go, and now she's in a rhythm. So we'll see what she can do the rest of this game.
McDonald drove middle, finds Galgosi, one of the better offensive players on this team. Trepena, the second go-to scorer, left that one short from just inside the three-point line on the left wing. Bogue gets the board and then passed it to nobody except the Sacred Heart bleachers over there. And a line change for the Irish as a bunch of new players come in, and then a little bit easier for Shepherd, only Bree Dunham comes in for the Blue Jays.
Well, they have McDonald at a forward, but she is playing on-ball defense on a lot of these guards and ball handlers, and that looks like it's throwing off the Sacred Heart offense as they're not able to get past McDonald so far, but she's going to take a seat, so we'll see if they can score here.
Throwing off the Shepherd Blue Jays offense is Allison Bogue right now, who just came up with her second swipe of the day. Terwilliger lobs it in to Sweet. Back over to Wolfside. She drives middle, tries a runner, left that one short. Sweet tried to bounce it back out. She got it to Neff, and Brooke Neff on the left block for two.
Well, that's second chance points. Those are going to help you in the long run. You got to capitalize if you get the offensive rebounds and put points on the board.
So here's Dunham. Gets it pocket, her pocket pick from Terwilliger. 13-13. Chapanier bouncing it into Galgosi. Much smaller difference, but she traveled against Brooke Neff, who just got that two-point lay, and it's 6 points in favor of the Irish right now.
Again, early on, I think these nerves, the coming back, playing without having practices, both schools did not have practices all week because of the cold weather that we've been having. You know, I said we live in Michigan, not Antarctica, Austin.
I like that phrase there, as Sweet hit that off of Pietrantonio on the baseline with 25 seconds to go. 6-point lead, and, you know, I was watching the Australian Open with tennis down in Melbourne, Australia. They're up to 112 degrees right now, and we're down here at zero. So it's a completely different temperature difference, and we'll see if Karis Terwilliger can kind of heat and ignite the offense as she does there, driving to the right side for her 8th point of this first quarter. Back here with 13 seconds to go, Trepanier top of the key. Reese Lehigh drives right baseline, the clear out on that side against Bogue. Ball goes out of bounds with 7 seconds to go. It'll remain with the Blue Jays.
You know, that is beautiful defense from Allison Bogue right there. Just playing full arms out defense, not allowing the smaller guard to get by, and forces an out of bounds.
And the pass was inserted to Galgosi. She airballed that three. 0.5 to go. Bogue put it up, but it didn't even hit the rim. And that's the first 8 minutes, folks. 12-4 lead for the Irish. We'll be back for the second quarter next on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the second quarter. Irish with an 8-point lead. Blue Jays on the floor. Now the Irish join them with that 8-point lead. 8 minutes to go. Dunham, Trepanier, Pietrantonio, Galgosi, and Reese Lehigh on the floor for Coach Hoover, down by 8, and they last played on Wednesday night against Clare, back in Clare, and they had their game against Roscommon, I believe, canceled on Friday night. So like we've been saying, Sacred Heart hasn't played in over a week, and the Blue Jays haven't played since Wednesday night. They've been able to practice, they just haven't been able to play. Trepanier bounces to Dunham, left corner, back over top of the key. Pietrantonio gets her man in the air, good up fake, finds Lehigh. Dunham, left wing. Gets a screen. Dunham with the ball in her right hand, bouncing it off to Trepanier, right wing. Fakes left, goes right on Preetam, drives amongst the trees, puts up a wild shot, gets her own miss, and the triple team comes, the jump ball. It'll flip the sides of the court and go to the Irish.
That's just that's just going down low. Trepanier right there just drives up, gets her miss, and then three Sacred Heart Fighting Irish right there to force the jump ball and get the turnover.
And now they're down with the ball here. It's Wolscheid inserting in deep in the cup, and Preetam misses the right-handed lay on that right side. It went out of bounds, but going to Shepherd, she did her work early, Preetam did. She just couldn't get the lay on that right block.
Well, Terwilliger, she found her rhythm early on in the first quarter, not on the court, though, to start the second quarter.
Preetam is in for her right now. As Pietrantonio had Dunham in the right wing, she was clapping her hands loudly, wanting her to pass it out. Instead, it's a hand check, ticky-tack foul, and I believe that went... we didn't see who it went on. But nonetheless, Desiree Travis comes in for Sydney Galgosi and Pietrantonio. Florian back in as well. It'll be a box set for the Blue Jays, side under. Travis, ball held high over her head, looking for the lob, bouncing it into Florian. Right corner. They give to Trepanier, top of the key. Fakes right on Preetam, now spins on right. An easy path to the cup for Jayla Trepanier, her first 2 points of the night.
Well, that was a beautiful spin move. That's a high-level play right there. Free spin move, catches the defense off guard, goes up for two. Easy layup, no one contested it.
And cuts the deficit to half a dozen here as Alexis Sweet, wearing number 0, gives back over to Wolscheid. She drives middle, loses Travis for a second, misses the right-handed lay. Offensive rebound to Jones, who can't put that one back up. They're getting the opportunities, they're just not converting. As Travis, a clear lane to the cup once again, Sweet steps in and earns the charge. Alexis Sweet stepping in and taking that contact, ending up on the floor. Another foul. This one goes to Travis.
Well, yeah, I just watched Cody Hoover on the sideline, and he just, like, turned his head down. He knew immediately that one was going to be a charge. Beautiful, beautiful setup. And you know, if you're the Blue Jays, you got to kind of Eurostep that. She just went straight down and bulldozed her way down there.
And it did not work as the Irish with the ball now. Wolfscheid over to Preedom, right wing. Drives middle, tries to initiate the offense from the top of the key with no Terwilliger. Wolfscheid, clear entry pass into Jones. Going to work against Florian. She blocks the shot, but the whistle is blown. A foul on Florian, and that will be Eli, her second already, the big man for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, well, early on, if you're just tuning in the first quarter, there were a lot of fouls called on Sacred Heart. And now the foul game's starting to go both ways, too, so you got to wonder if foul trouble is going to be a factor in this game later on.
So Jones will rattle that one in from the front line, and she's certainly not in foul trouble at all. She's only got one on this evening's contest. 13-6 lead, 6:09 to go in the second quarter. Jones, a couple of dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, and it doesn't go. Travis with the board, just brings it past the timeline. And stops and pops from the three-point line. Doesn't get it to go. Leaves it long off the backboard. Alexis Sweet comes away with the board, and now she is rim-running, putting that floater up and dropping it home. The little teardrop goes for Alexis Sweet.
I mean, if no one's going to pick her up, then you just keep going until someone picks you up, and she got the shot off right at the right time. Beautiful floater in for two, 15-6.
It was a beautiful teardrop. It was like an ice cube just dropping out of the ice dispenser in this cold, wintry night. Jayla Trepanier, left wing for three, got blocked from Wolfscheid. Defensive rebound to Sweet. Alexis, that is. She brings it past the timeline, slows things down. And fakes the handoff to Neff. She drives and Euro steps her way to the cup with the right-handed finger roll, prompting a quick timeout for Coach Hoover. We'll keep it here with the Shepherd Blue Jays down by 11. But Eli, what have you liked so far in this second quarter, pretty much?
Yeah, well, Alexis Sweet, she's starting to take over and do it herself. Again, she got the free lane to the paint. Nobody picked her up. She got an easy layup, no contest. And that's as easy basketball as you get right there. You split the defense, find them making those mistakes, and then you capitalize off of them, and you find yourself scoring points 17-6. But on the other side, you know, Terwilliger, she found her rhythm in the first quarter. She has not played in the second quarter so far, so you got to wonder if she's starting to get a little hungry to get back into this one now that Sacred Heart has the lead.
Yeah, kind of a developing story there with Terwilliger not playing in the beginning of this second quarter. And this is a rivalry that got canceled last year, obviously because of weather, what's new in Michigan, but Shepherd has not won in this series since 2012. Obviously, we're in 2026 now, the 2025 season. But, you know, Sacred Heart has kind of dominated this series, at least in the last decade or so. And the last time these two teams played was back in 2015 to lead off that 2015 calendar season. So, obviously, Sacred Heart has a lot on the mind of getting another win against Coach Hoover, and they're almost on their way to doing that here. But we got a lot of game left. 5:18 to go in the second quarter. Trepanier and the Blue Jays with the ball. She gets a screen. The give and go out of the hands of Galgosi. Terwilliger back into the game. Gets the steal. Fakes the handoff to Preedom right behind her. She still has it. Top of the key. Dribbles right. Gets the screen from Preedom. Gives it back to Wolfscheid. Top of the key. Alexis Sweet drives the middle. She's got the last 4 points. Instead gives it off to Terwilliger. Right wing. Fakes a little bit. And beautiful one-on-one offensive work for Karis Terwilliger there. 19-6.
Step back, hesitation, gets the defense off balance and attacks down low. Beautiful basketball, a high-level player. That is why she averages 22 points per game this season.
Trepanier, top of the key. Galgosi back over to Lexi Smith, right wing. Back over to Mogenberg, who just came in. A couple of fresh faces for the Blue Jays. Trepanier, right wing, tries to use that chicken wing to get Maddie Anderson off of her, but threw up an air ball from about 4 feet away. Alexis Sweet engulfs the rebound back to Terwilliger. No, Desiree Travis kind of sags off on that three-point attempt, and she collapses the defense. The ball goes on the floor. Terwilliger on the floor. It's a jump ball, and it'll go to Shepherd. Beautiful defensive set there for Shepherd as a couple of subs come in for Coach Dorr. Wolfscheid takes a seat, and I believe number 12, that is Ava Baker, into the game.
Well, Shepard's done a great job on defense stopping this Fighting Irish team, but they just got to get it to go on offense, and this game could be within a 5-point game by the end of this half.
with the ball right now. Mogenberg lets up a three. Right wing doesn't get it to go. Bogue comes away with the board, but Travis gets the swipe. A beautiful pick and pop game, and she puts it up high off the glass. Bodies on the floor. That's Alexis Sweet. And Trepanier, or that's Terwilliger, getting the ball knocked out of her hand from Desiree Travis. Seems like Travis has been everywhere the last couple of possessions, getting the steal, putting up a missed shot, and then hitting that ball out of bounds. As Sacred Heart comes back into the game, and Travis now finds a seat on the bench with Dunham coming back in, along with McDonald.
Yeah, well, early on, from what I've noticed, Austin, this Sacred Heart team, they're being very... they're not aware of what's coming up behind them with the Shepherd defense, and they're getting the ball plucked out of bounds quite a bit, so they got to be more careful with the basketball if they want to win this game.
Terwilliger being as careful as she can with the ball, driving with that left hand to the left side, missing the leg. Algosi rim running, back over to Mogenberg's, rejected from behind. Karis Terwilliger says, not in my house, protecting the hoop, swatting that one out of bounds. It'll still be Shepherd's ball.
I like to call that one all ball, Austin.
Yeah, that was certainly all ball, and I like how the official did not blow the whistle. Lexi Smith, the talented freshman that gets called up from JV every single game, gives over to McDonald, right wing to Mogenberg. Mogenberg needs some help. She picks up the dribble, back to Smith, right wing, enters it into Galgosi, right block. She goes to work on Smith, or on Sweet, or that was Bogue, actually. She misses the right-handed lay. Rebound goes to Terwilliger, that is. Terwilliger with the ball, just past the timeline. Terwilliger drives left baseline, spins right, and she picked up that pivot foot right in front of the official. Official saw it. It's going to be a travel. Shepherd ball. Savannah Jones back into the game for Terwilliger, and that's kind of a developing story, like you said, Eli. Terwilliger in and out throughout this whole second quarter. Dunham, Trepanier, Galgosi, Mogenberg, and Smith, the five for Coach Hoover right now. Dunham with the ball, or that's McDonald with the ball. Back over to Mogenberg, right wing, gets a screen. She loses her defender for a minute. Galgosi, good up fake, back over to Dunham. Nearly loses the ball once again, bouncing it low to McDonald, top of the key, gets the screen from Galgosi, gives over to Mogenberg, left wing. A lot of action and a lot of running around with off-the-ball movement. Galgosi tries to get the cut, back over to Dunham, instead gets to McDonald. She drives middle, trying to create the offense for herself, and does! The official says, count that baby and a foul, and one for Shepherd.
Well, if you're Shepherd right now, you are doing everything right. You're forcing Karis Terwilliger to be in and out of this game, so she hasn't really been a factor in the first quarter. She went on an 8-0 scoring run by herself, so keeping her out of the game has been huge for this Shepherd team. They have to be able to score points on offense, and they make this a contest as they go.
So Elise McDonald to the charity stripe, a full timeout called by Coach Dorr. We'll take it with them, and we'll be back for the remainder of the second quarter next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the remainder of the second quarter, Elise McDonald at the charity stripe for her and one shot, and she gets it to go. So now 3 points for McDonald, and they cut the lead back to 10. 19-9, Bogue will captain the offense with Terwilliger out of the game right now. Horn set, they give to Ava Sweet, bouncing it in, lobbing it into Savannah Jones. Maddie Anderson drives right and gets trapped from the help side defense from Dunham. Gives it over to Jones, right wing, or right elbow, top of the key, that's Sarah Preetam. Preetam top of the key, needs some help, gets her pocket picked, out of bounds, and that goes off of Maddie Anderson, and it'll be Shepherd ball. They're trying to claw their way back into this game, the Blue Jays are, and they're on a little 7-0 run, I believe.
Yeah, the Blue Jays have played great defense early on. 19-9, 1:56 to go here in this first half.
McDonald drives middle, bounces it to Pietrantonio. They're bouncing it to each other right now. Galgosi over to Trepanier. A clear lane to the hoop. She tries that lane, and it goes off of Preetam's face. Out of bounds. Sweet was the nearest Irish there. But I believe it'll still be Shepherd ball with number 5 coming into the game, Brooke Neff.
Well, Austin, being here so far, this is the closest game that we have watched all day today.
Yeah, I would agree with that sentence. Obviously, the varsity boys blew out Carson City Crystal, and the JV game was a blowout as well over Shepherd, Sacred Heart getting the dominating win. Elise McDonald to the line, screening, shooting 2 after that missed right-handed floater. but she'll go to the line right where she just nailed her and one. Bends the knees, puts a couple dribbles, and misses the front end of that free throw. She'll get one more as Sarah Preedom comes back into the game for Ava Baker. McDonald, one more shot, 10-point deficit. Trying to trim this lead to single digits before halftime. She misses both from the line, but Galgosi runs down the long rebound, right corner. Chapanier fakes left, now goes right, throws it over to McDonald. There's two Blue Jays there, bouncing it to Dunham. Back over to McDonald, drives middle. They're hurting this 2-3 zone as McDonald will find herself back to the free throw line she goes, where she just missed two, and she's laughing it out there right now. Missing both last possession, made the and one, and she's going back for two for Elise McDonald. Couple dribbles. Puts it up, and it still doesn't go. So three straight misses after one make as Terwilliger comes back into the game.
Well, as I just heard the broadcaster right in front of us, Austin, this team, Shepherd, is now 3-for-8 from the free throw line.
Yeah, and most of those misses have come from Elise McDonald. She'll get one more at the line. Bends the knees, puts it up, good form, and she misses both. So there's like a nail or a cover on that lid right now for the Shepherd side of the hoop. As Allison Bowe dribbles down, finds Wolfscheid, and a three-point bomb goes for Sierra Wolfscheid, the left-wing sniper, 22-9 lead.
Well, there you go. That'll get your offense going.
Shepherd trying to get their offense rejuvenated as Dunham gets the good on fake. Back to Galgosi, top of the key, with Wolfscheid hitting that three last possession. Trepanier drives middle all the way to the cup. She's going back to the line for two after a missed layup.
Man, a lot of bodies have been on the floor early on in this one, Austin. You know, it's almost like they're playing outside on the ice at an ice rink. It's just physical basketball. It reminds me of the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game that happened this weekend.
Yeah, as the weather kind of shifts, you know, it's freezing outside, but it's warm in here as Jalen Trepanier makes the first one, and that's her third point of the night. She can't make the second one, though. Rebound fought for from McDonald and Terwilliger. Terwilliger comes away with it. Just past the timeline, dribbling from right to left. Gives it over to Wolfscheid, right wing. Top of the key, Terwilliger. Guarded by McDonald. They fake the screen right, collapse the defense over to Neff. Back to Wolfscheid, drives middle. Stolen away by Dunham. And that will be a jump ball. It'll go remain here with Sacred Heart.
Well, Cody Hoover started jumping up and down. He wanted that steal. And honestly, I think that is a steal. She ripped it free before the whistle went up. So I think that that should have been a steal. And Cody Hoover has every right to be jumping up and down on the sideline right there. He wanted that one.
A legitimate point to his case. As Preedom back into the game, finds Terwilliger. She's not shy to shoot that from the right wing. She misses, though. Galgosi taps it back up. Elise McDonald jumps up for it. She's got Neff right on her bumper, and she doesn't realize it. Now she does. Galgosi was open for a minute in the right corner. Instead, it's Peach Antonio. Bouncing it off to Galgosi. Back over to Dunham. Right wing guarded by Terwilliger. 13 seconds to go in the game. Trepanier, a one-second shot, and she nails it. Macy Pietrantonio for two at the right elbow. 2 seconds to go. Terwilliger beats the buzzer on the other side. So Terwilliger says, you make it, I make it. And that ends the half with Terwilliger getting 12 points in the first half and Pietrantonio adding up to three on that last half. 24-13 lead. We'll be back for the halftime show next. Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here to start the second half, 24-13 lead for the Irish, the Blue Jays with the ball. Trepanier, Galgosi, Travis, McDonald, and Florian. And McDonald has to chase that one down 20 seconds in. She switched sides of the court with Travis on the right side. Trepanier comes off a screen. She gets the ball, moving off the ball with it. Spins left, now spins right, and bounces it into Florian. A clean entry pass. Gets her man in the air, finds McDonald in the left corner. She's money from the left corner, just inside that three-point line. McDonald for two. She's up to five.
Nine-point game now, Austin. 24-15, if you were just tuning in. The first half was all Sacred Heart. We'll see what the second half brings.
Yeah, first possession for Sacred Heart results in a travel by Alexis Sweet as she takes a look at Coach Dorr and shakes her head, saying, yes, that was probably a travel on me. Forgot to put the ball on the ground. Nonetheless, Shepherd now gets a chance to bring the ball up without Sacred Heart pressing them a little bit. Sacred Heart has floated back to that non-press game as Travis, right wing or left wing, she drives middle, gets stuck, picks up that pivot foot. Maybe no travel was called unless Trepanier drives in the middle and she misses a shot wild. Terwilliger rim running to Wolfscheid, and I think that was tipped off of Wolfscheid's foot. It was. Florian did a great job of getting back and hitting that ball out of bounds off of Wolfscheid's foot.
Yeah, Terwilliger playing unselfish basketball right now, trying to force the defense to react to her to get her open. However, great defense from Shepherd right now, and they're not looking at stopping.
As that ball went off of Galgosi's foot into the hands of Trepanier, she put that one in for two on the right block, and suddenly the lead's only 7 for Sacred Heart. Trepanier with her 5th points of the night, 2 points each half. Here's Terwilliger driving right, needs some help, finds Alexa Sweet. She rises from the left elbow. She gets it to go. Lexi Sweet for 2, 9-point lead for the Irish.
Yeah, pretty unselfish basketball again. Terwilliger drives, opens up the lane, finds the wide open Sweet for 2, and it's good.
Speaking of 2, Trepanier tries a 2 of her own from the right wing, and missing it, McDonald with the rebound, swatted away by Terwilliger into the hands of Wolfscheid, back to Terwilliger. Top of the key, shakes right, goes left, collapses the defense, finds Wolfscheid, left corner, she's money from the left wing, Sierra Wolfscheid for 3.
Well, Terwilliger, she's creating open looks for this offense, and they are starting to score and pull away in this one.
So Trepanier, Florian, Travis, McDonald, and Galgosi. Florian enters it in, but it hits the head of Brooke Neff, I believe, who ends up getting that swipe. And the ball's into the hands of Terwilliger. She's been nasty with the ball so far, but facilitating that offense, finding the open shooters. Speaking of shooter, Wolfscheid with the ball. Alexa Sweet drives middle. Euro steps, uses that pivot foot. Finds Savannah Jones, back to Terwilliger, top of the key. She can get her own, and she does. She drives in, but swatted away by Desiree Travis, who got her left hand in there. Travis with her head held high, ball in her left hand, bouncing it off to Trepanier. Left open, left wing, left it short. And the little hand check foul on Desiree Travis, her 2nd of the evening, 1st of the third quarter.
Well, that first foul came 3 minutes into the third quarter, the second half. So that's a great sign from both teams. Physical basketball, great defense, no fouling.
Savannah Jones fakes the handoff to Wolfscheid. Instead, they go the other way to Terwilliger, who rises and fires from the right elbow. Gets it to go. Now 31-17, 14-point night for Terwilliger.
She's almost at takeover if this was 2K.
Travis with a 3 from the top of the key. Doesn't get it to go. Brooke Neff comes away with the board, and we'll see if she can get takeover. If the ball's in her hands, which it is, just getting it past the timeline. At the Sacred Heart Irish logo, now dribbles left, needs some help. Instead, facilitates it to the right wing. It's Alexis Sweet. Back over to Sierra Wolfscheid for 3. Another 3-point bomb. Sierra Wolfscheid and the Irish up to a 9-0 run.
Well, this is why this Sacred Heart team is one of the best Division IV women's high school basketball teams. They're starting to show and get back into that rhythm they've had all season.
Yeah, and if Sacred Heart can pull away with this win, as Florian misses that shot, rebound goes to Savannah Jones. If Sacred Heart can pull away with this win, this would be a monster resume-boosting win for March, coming up here in a couple of months. Terwilliger moves right, now goes left. Finds Sweet, back over to Wolfscheid. She's not shy of taking 3. She's already got 2 in this quarter. Finds Terwilliger, swatted away again. This time, Florian comes over and does the dirty work. McDonald past the timeline. They skip it over to Trepanier. Good up fake. Goes right on Neff and loses the dribble. A 2-on-1, now 3-on-1 fast break. Galgosi, the only defensive party back. Jones misses the lay. Rebound goes to Terwilliger. She spins around, puts it up. They're too strong. Sweet pips it in, and it goes for Lexi Sweet.
Well, those second chance points are going to come in again. First half, that's what Sacred Heart did so well, and now they're doing it again, right back like they never left. They're getting into a rhythm.
Travis, left wing sniper 3, doesn't go. Long rebound goes to Terwilliger, but one and done for the Blue Jays, and they got a couple players coming in at the scores table as a beautiful give and go Terwilliger to Savannah Jones. Her 4th points of the night's first shot in the third quarter goes down.
Well, Austin, this was a 9-point game. Right beginning the third period, it was an 11-point game, and then it went to 9, and you think that you thought that Shepherd was going to come back. Well, Sacred Heart has now made this a 21-point game, 38-17.
And that prompts a full timeout from Shepherd right now, so we'll take the full timeout break with them, and we'll be back for the remainder of the third quarter next on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the remainder of the third quarter, 38-17 lead for the Irish. 2:26 to go. Dunham into the game, finds Galgosi. Looks to the right for Trepanier, gives to the left in Dunham. She moves to the top of the key, bouncing it off to Trepanier. Now swivels her way in. Jumper from the free throw line. Airballs that one. Rebound, Reese Lehigh, goes right over to Ava Baker. Ava Sweet now with it. Spins right. Finds the open Baker, who drives middle. Swatted again by Reese Lehigh. That's got to be the 4th or 5th block on the night for the Blue Jays. Galgosi rim running. Pietrantonio puts up a lay, but she gets swatted from by Sierra Wolscheid. Lexi Sweet engulfs the rebound. Back over to Wolscheid. Right wing. Wow, she wanted that heat check three, but it didn't put it up. Instead spins right. Gives over to Sweet. And just inside the three-point line on the right wing. Right corner. Right wing. Wolscheid drives middle. Back over to Baker or Preetam. Preetam finds Anderson. Drives middle. On the right side. Puts up a lay. Gets swatted again. Bree Dunham, the guilty charge. Jayla Trepanier drives middle. Euro steps her way to the cup. Doesn't get it to go, but it's going to be a defensive foul. Trepanier with a chance to break this spell at the line. Trepanier will go to the line for a pair. It'll be Pietrantonio, Galgosi, Trepanier, Lehigh, and Dunham in the game for Coach Hoover.
Well, let's see what happens. Free throws have not been Shepherd's best friend in this one, Austin.
Yeah, they're 3 for 9 as they just get that one to roll down for Trepanier. Her 6th point of the night, second in the third quarter. So Trepanier will get one more, gets it handed to her from the official. Couple of dribbles. Bends the knees, puts it up. Misses the back end of the free throw. Ava Sweet comes away with it. Terwilliger left wide open instead. Waits for her teammates to come down. Skip pass to Preetam. Preetam rises and fires. Right wing. Doesn't go. Pietrantonio comes away with the board. Bad place to be. Trapped in that right block. She gets it away to Dunham. Skip pass. Nearly moves that pivot foot. Over to Galgosi. Back over to Dunham. Tries to initiate the contact on Terwilliger. No go. Says Terwilliger, who comes away with the board. Passes it up to Lexi Sweet. Or that's Ava Sweet. Putting that one in for two. Ava Sweet finally getting on the board here in the third quarter.
Well, just an easy layup, break through the defense. Terwilliger head up, pushes the pass forward, fast break, free layup, up for two. That's beautiful basketball.
So here's Pietrantonio driving middle, getting that one to go, and it finally breaks the scoring drought. Pietrantonio for two, cuts the lead to 20. Back on this side of the court, a missed shot for Sacred Heart. I believe that was Bogue who put it up, but an offensive rebound. Bogue gets it back. She drives middle. Back over to Ava Sweet. She tees up a three. Right wing left that one short. And Dunham comes away with the board. 14 seconds to go. They can essentially hold for the last shot. Instead, Galgosi rises and fires, throws up an air ball with 8 seconds to go from the left wing.
Well, I think just the body language alone from Shepherd right now, it's starting to kind of show like we're starting to feel a little bit defeated in this one. Just shooting up threes, you got to hold that ball, slow it down, find the open shot, and you got clock, which is your best friend.
So Terwilliger trying to get that buzzer beater. She passes it over to Preetam, or Anderson that was, but it got blocked. And the ball went out of bounds, but the buzzer sounds. And that brings us to the end of the third quarter. We'll be back for the start of the fourth quarter next on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the fourth quarter, and instantly, Karis Terwilliger gets a bucket, driving on the left side for two, 42-20 lead for the Irish. Terwilliger up to 16 points now. Trying to match that with a three-point bomb was Pietrantonio, who misses right corner. Bo gets the rebound, passes over to Ava Sweet, right corner. Spins right now and keeps the ball on that right side. Here's Anderson now on the left side, drives middle, tries for the backdoor cut into Williger, but it gets tipped away. Back out to Anderson. She puts up a three, gets it to go. Maddie Anderson from the left wing, plus the foul.
Well, the only thing you can't do when a shooter's going up is go right in their landing zone, and that's exactly what happened there. And now you just got to capitalize right here. 44-20 now. And that free throw's good.
Yeah.
45-20, 7:17 to go here in this game. Sacred Heart looking to go 8-1 on the season.
And with a week off, they have now rejuvenated their bodies in the second half. Like Eli said, it was a slow start as Reese Lehigh puts that one up from the right wing, doesn't go. But it was a slow start for the Irish. And now I think they're back in grooving now as looking one of the best teams in the Division IV area. Terwilliger hits that one out of bounds, passing it to Ava Baker as it went out of bounds. It'll be Shepherd ball, Sacred Heart turnover. 16 points on the night for Terwilliger, two in the four, and she scored in every single quarter. She had eight in the first, four in the second, two in the third, and now two in the fourth. Dunham over to Galgosi, top of the key, takes Baker with her. Back to Lehigh, driving Anderson, collapses the defense, finds Pietrantonio, right corner. She kind of put all her body into that one from the right corner, didn't get it to go, rebound to Bogue. Back over to Ava Sweet, she drives left baseline, puts up a runner, and gets the friendly bounce. The home court bounce, now a 28-point lead, and Ava Sweet's up to 6-4 on the night.
Well, she's found her rhythm in this second half. Defense, offense, she's doing it all. And Karis Terwilliger, she almost has as many points as Shepherd has by herself.
Yeah, she's only four away, so she could probably get that as long as Shepherd stays scoreless here. And they keep her in as well. Galgosi drives middle, swatted away by Allison Bogue and Maddie Anderson, or that was Ava Baker. And that will stay with Shepherd, but Savannah Jones and Brooke Neff come back into the game for Ava Sweet and Maddie Anderson.
Well, Austin, we talked about Sydney Galgosi, and she's been pretty quiet in this game as Sacred Heart's done a great job of just keeping her out of the contest.
Yeah, doubling her throughout this whole game. Bogue hands off to Jones. She didn't like that shot. She got a little bit closer and then lost the dribble, went out of bounds, and finds Baker, right wing, over to Neff, top of the key. Neff needs some help. She spins left and goes to Bogue, who drives left baseline, collapses the defense, finds Neff left wing. Terwilliger trips for a second, and Dunham playing great defense. Both bodies end up on the floor, and Neff and Neff and Dunham, and the foul goes on Dunham, I believe.
It's the second one on Shepherd this quarter. 5:29, 48-20 is the score. Sacred Heart looking to go to 8-1 on the season. If Shepherd loses, they go to 5-5 on the season.
Jones gives over to Baker. Terwilliger, clean entry pass into Jones, and that's easy practice work for Terwilliger to Jones.
Well, Sacred Heart, they found their rhythm in the second half so far. They're just playing their brand of basketball and showing why they are one of the best Division IV women's basketball teams in the state of Michigan.
And Shepherd, as you can tell, is starting to rush a little bit as Trepanier knocks that one out of bounds. Goes off of Neff, but it'll stay here with Sacred Heart as four new Blue Jays come in. Wasaya Lambertson, first time I've seen her, as Lexi Smith comes into the game for Coach Hoover, Megan Boggenberg, and Rissa Florian, all into the game for the Jays. Terwilliger still in the game as well. Bogue off the screen, right corner. Bouncing it into Jones, deep position, but the ball goes off of Florian, into the hands of Boggenberg, tipped away. Bogue comes away with it.
It's just beautiful defense. That's beautiful transition defense, not allowing the offense to go, coming up, double teaming, bringing pressure, and getting the steal. And now you have the ball on the other side with no shot clock in high school basketball. So you got to look. They can just really just pass this ball around until this clock wears out.
Neff over to Bogue, left wing. The second and third stringers in right now for both teams. Except Terwilliger. Bogue, left corner. Nobody got a body on her. She put up a shot. Rebound went to Lexi Smith. Shepherd Blue Jays look to push. They find the rim running. Mogenberg back out to Florian. Right corner. Splash! Rissa Florian for three. And that breaks the scoreless drought for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and I thought she was behind the three-point line, but she was not. They're going to say that that is only a two-pointer as Terwilliger comes down right on the other side, and she goes up and gets it to 52-22.
And she's up to 18 points on the night, four away from tying Shepherd. She had 37 last week, or a couple weeks ago against Nouvelle. Pietrantonio drives middle, puts up a shot, and now it's 24 points for the Blue Jays, trying to claw their way back into this game. Pietrantonio, the guilty party. Another swat, this time from Rissa Florian on Ava Baker. 52-24 lead, 3:20 to go. Lamberson just brings it past the timeline, gives over to Mogenberg. Left corner three, Lexi Smith doesn't get it to roll. Terwilliger comes away with the board. Pietrantonio and Lambertson, the closest Blue Jay to her. Bogue driving middle, tries to Euro step her way, bouncing it off to Jones. Another swat, another altercation from Rissa Florian on Savannah Jones. And Lexi Smith will bring it down the timeline.
Well, we go 3 minutes left here in this one.
Florian swatted away by Terwilliger, so the defense and the offense has worked for the Blue Jays, or for the Irish. Now Bogue gives it. All of these players have been missing shots the last two times down the court. Lamberson back over to Mogenberg. She rises but throws up an air ball. You got to slow things down here. But if you're Terwilliger, she's going to drive all the way. One on two. Gives to Jones the trailer. Puts up a shot. Doesn't get it to go. 4 feet away. And that's a foul on the Blue Jays. Wow, I'm out of breath on those last couple possessions, Eli.
Yeah, I think some of these girls are out of breath too, because that's a lot of running up and down. I know sitting here, that's not fun. I played basketball for a pretty long time. That cardio is not fun at all, Austin.
No joke, especially when you're, you know, this age and you don't have like the body to kind of get down up and down the courts. As Savannah Jones will put it up. The first one, she gets the first one to go. And another line change for the Irish coming in.
Well, you got to think that this might be the last substitution that this Irish team makes with Terwilliger. She's going to go out. I do not see her coming back into this game, Austin.
Yeah, and if that's the case, she finishes with 18 points as Jones will get spin the ball to herself at the charity stripe. She'll get one more, bends the knees, puts it up, good form, and she splashes home two, so she's up to eight. 18 points for Terwilliger, 8 for Lexi Sweet, 8 for Savannah Jones, 4 for Ava Sweet, 3 for Anderson, and I could go on and on. Just balanced scoring all around for the Irish. Mogenberg, left wing. Top of the key, bouncing it off to Florian. She dribbles to the top of the key, nearly picks up that right pink shoe pivot foot, finds Mogenberg right corner. Back over to Smith, ball held high up over above her head, loses the dribble. Sweet comes away with it. Lexi Sweet with Ava Sweet right on her bumper. Dribbles to the top of the key, 2:08 to go. 54-24, 30-point lead. Here's Bogue, needs some help. Travis back into the game, nearly swipes that one away. Wolfscheid finds Preetam, swatted away from Arissa Florian. And that's got to be the sixth or maybe even seventh swat of this game.
There it is, Austin. I was waiting for it. I know. Wow. What?
Music to your ears, huh, Eli? You like when I say that, huh?
It's starting to get old.
Yeah, I would agree. But anyways, something that's not getting old is the Sacred Heart Fighting Irish offense. They are just meticulous on this offensive drive. And she threw it, Ava Sweet, right off the head of Rissa Florian. The fans laugh a little bit. So does Florian. You can kind of see her smirking out there a little bit. But it went right off her head.
Well, that ball got tipped right up. Austin, I'm laughing right now because that was awesome. The ball got tipped up in the air off the steel, and it just goes right off Florian's head, just square top of the head, and it goes right out of bounds, and everyone just turns and laughs at each other.
It was worth a laugh here this late in the game as well with a minute 40 to go as Travis ripping that ball away against Lexi Sweet. The official will call a jump ball, and it'll go over to Shepherd. So Travis, Smith, Lambertson, Lehigh, and Florian into the game right now for Coach Hoover. Smith with the dribble with the left hand, kind of loses it for a second. Florian bouncing over to Lambertson. Ball nearly goes into the audience. Instead, Lambertson engulfs it, finds Travis right corner. A minute 25 to go. Does a couple of spinaroonies, throws it, and says, hang, Florian's down there somewhere. She gets the ball and puts up a shot. It doesn't go. Rebound goes to Sacred Heart.
Yeah, and if you're Sacred Heart with no shot clock, if you really wanted to, you could just dribble this one out, but I don't think they're going to do that. Up by 30 with just over a minute left in this one.
And Lexi Sweet, or Ava Sweet, putting up the last two, potentially, of this game. A 56-24 lead for the Irish. Ava Sweet is now up to 6. And this is extra practice reps. Have to not practice last week, so this is, they're going to play until the alarm sounds here in this Sacred Heart Academy building. Travis, right wing, doesn't get it to go. Lexi Sweet comes away with the board. 39 ticks to go in this game. Here's Ava Sweet now driving right baseline, dumping it off to Bogue. Back over to Wolfside. She unloads on a three, left wing. Splash! Butter for Sierra Wolfside. 59-24 lead, and she's the second Irish player to double digits.
Well, it didn't take very long for this Sacred Heart team in the second half to find their rhythm back. Again, they have not played in a week. They haven't had any practices, no games, and in the first half, they started out super slow, but the second half, they found their rhythm, they found it, and that's why they're going to come out victorious on top in this one. They lead 59-24, under a minute left in this game.
Yeah, and Eli, if you may remember, it was 24-13 at half, and they've only got 24 points in this second half right now, so yeah, if you did your math correctly, you don't always want to trust the Shattuck math here, but that's only 11 points in pretty much 16 minutes of action here for the Shepherd Blue Jays. So 59-24 lead.
Well, you were right, so I trust the Shattuck math right now, Austin.
Yeah, well, I only had a 3.5 in high school GPA in college right now, too. So, you know, take my word for it, I guess, as Lexi Smith hits it off of Wasaya Lomberson, and that goes out of bounds with 18 seconds to go.
Well, you got to think, after this inbound, whatever Shepherd does here on offense, Sacred Heart, they are going to win this game. They're going to move on to 8-1 overall on the season. Shepherd falls to 5-5. That one's going to get tipped.
Yeah, and Bo comes away with it. 15 seconds to go. My question is, as Travis steals it away, well, my question just got answered. Travis with 8 seconds to go in the game. Right wing, she drives middle. Another steal potentially. Miss Smith tries a right wing three, tipped around, and that will be the game as the buzzer sounds. 59-24 lead and 59-24 win for the Sacred Heart Fighting Irish.
Well, the Irish come out on top. They come out pink all around, pink uniforms, pink fans in the crowd. I'm wearing a pink suit, Austin. This was a great environment for this game, and for Sacred Heart to come out on top, they go to 8-1. They got their rhythm back, started out a little bit rocky. We've said that all game. Started out a little rocky. The first quarter was very much just try to find that rhythm back. They did it in the second half. And when you hold a team to scoring 11 points in a quarter, or in a half at that, that's a full 16 minutes. If you trust my math, 8 plus 8, 16. That's a whole 16 minutes of only allowing 11 points. So that's just great defense right there, and just a great hard-fought victory for this Sacred Heart team. They move to 8-1.
Yeah, and we'll be back to break it all down as if Eli didn't do it earlier, but we'll talk that again if you're just tuning in after for the Buck 92.3 post-game show. That will be next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live.